This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So I'll tell you, some days you just don't know what this world is coming to. First Hostess and Twinkies, now Atari and Pong. One of video gaming's most storied names has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. You remember Atari, right? Made some of the first gaming consoles back in the late 1970s. And the company has lived through a number of near-death experiences since then. But as Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports, this time could be game over.
It sounds downright primitive today, but this game, Pong, set off a revolution. Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
I remember my dad taking me to a bar. You know, we actually went into a bar. I was underage, and he wanted to show me this machine where you can play Pong.
That machine was one of the first arcade video games, and it put Atari on the map. But the company made its real mark in the late 70s with the release of the video gaming console. Patrick Scott Patterson is a longtime gamer and an amateur gaming historian.
People, once upon a time, would use the word Atari in place of the term video games. Atari established what video gaming was.
Atari was sold to Warner, today known as Time Warner, and for a time it was one of Warner's main moneymakers. But the competition came quickly, the video gaming industry crashed in the 80s, and Atari never regained its perch. Instead, it was sold to a series of companies, including Hasbro and its current owner, Infogram. In a press release, Atari said that the bankruptcy filing would allow it to make a comeback. But longtime industry watchers aren't buying it. Kurt Vandel is the author of Atari, Business is Fun.
They've used up all their lifelines. It's not a happy situation. In reality, the time has come.
Vandel expects someone will buy the Atari name, but says that Xbox, Nintendo's Wii, and the industry that Atari gave birth to have nothing to worry about. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.